It's Wednesday, the 12th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia and its partners are conducting a consultation for the environmental social impact assessment of the offshore Venus field in Windhoek. NAMCO spokesperson Paulo Coelho says the engagement is part of the country's legal environmental assessment requirements and seeks to involve communities and stakeholders in evaluating potential project impact. Here he is.
The Venus discovery is expected to operate for about 25 years and could generate over 5,800 jobs. The purpose of these sessions are for the public to have an opportunity to learn about the potential impacts, to ask questions, and to share their views and voice.
Green Scheme managers from Kavango East and West regions met in Rundu to discuss affordable electricity tariffs for food production. They normally spend about $1 million monthly on power, threatening sustainability. Economist Salomo Hay has warned that rising costs could hurt food security.
Well, what that would mean is that, one, the product would not be competitive in terms of an export market, but at the same time, it would mean that we potentially could continue to import a product that is much cheaper than the one that's being produced within the domestic market. But I think the bigger concern would be that it pushes up the basket of essential commodities for households. So it will then mean that the standard of living increases, and subsequently what that would mean, it could have another additional impact on your inflation in the medium to long term.
The United Nations has warned that South Sudan shows all signs of a clear and present danger of relapsing back to full-scale conflict. UN Women Executive Director Sima Bahus says South Sudan has one of the highest rates of gender-based violence in the region, with an estimated 2.7 million people at risk.
2024 saw UNMISS document 260 cases of conflict-related sexual violence. It has been 7 years since the signing of the peace agreement. Those 7 years have seen delayed elections, constitutional reforms that safeguard citizens' rights, including gender equality, behind schedule.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula is calling for government to spare no effort in investigating under whose authority 17 South Africans were recruited to fight in the Ukrainian-Russian war. The men, who are trapped in the war-torn Donbas region of Ukraine, were lured to join mercenary forces involved in the war. According to News 24, the men ended up in the combat zone after allegedly being sent to Russia by Jacob Zuma's Mkhonto we Sizwe party. Mbalula says this matter should be treated with urgency.
South Africa cannot afford to have sponsorship of mercenary work. Americans come here, poach people, and then give them lots of money, and they go and fight in the war zone in the Middle East and everywhere else. Some who are operatives of the old order. Some of them, we caught them going via Zimbabwe to go and conduct a coup d'etat in Equatorial Guinea.
And allies of the United Kingdom's Prime Minister say he will fight what they believe could be an immediate leadership challenge for Keir Starmer. Starmer's Labour Party has been languishing in the polls for months because of a series of controversies and difficulties grappling with issues around the economy and migration. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
17 months into a government with a large parliamentary majority, it is extraordinary for there to be such open talk about a leadership coup against Keir Starmer. Much of that talk comes from his allies, who accuse cabinet ministers of plots against him or of preparing themselves to run for leader if Keir Starmer were to be removed. Health Secretary Wes Streeting's been forced to categorically deny working on a leadership challenge, but Starmer's allies are making it clear he would fight any coup against him. His party's preparing for a difficult budget at the end of the month, with Keir Starmer one of the least popular UK prime ministers since modern polling began. Ollie Barrett, London.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.